Chris, why is standing up for gay rights so important to you?
Well, to me, it's a basic human right. It's the fact that there is a segment of American citizens that pay their taxes, that serve in our military, and that aren't able to enjoy the same benefits under law that everyone else is. This is worth taking a stand over.
That was Chris Cluey, the Minnesota Vikings punter, yesterday on OTR. So outspoken, so we thought we can't wrap it up then. We got to do some more. Chris Cluey, part two, now on Off the Record. One of the most interesting guys in football, ironically, plays the least interesting position, the punter. Chris Cluey, Minnesota Vikings. You're not offended by me suggesting that punter is less interesting than other positions, are you?
No. I mean, let's face it. When the punter comes out on the field, usually most people go get a snack or go to the bathroom. It's not exactly the highlight of the game.
Chris, you have spoken out in support of gay marriage very strongly. Do you ever worry that punters, kickers are supposed to, and this isn't my statement, but it comes from other players, are supposed to be seen but not heard?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because last year during the lockout, I made some statements, and Nate Jackson wrote a piece for Deadspin, you know, kind of along those same lines. And I wrote a response to him that was maybe a little more swear word filled than my response to Delegate Burns. So if people want to check that out, you can see my views on that topic.
But you're also selling T-shirts right now, right? With some of the slogans or the phrases that you used in your letter, right?
Yeah, we're selling T-shirts. It's at sparkleponytshirt.com or chriscluytshirt.com, and one says beautifully unique sparkle pony, and one says lustful sea monster. So all the proceeds for those go to charity. Half of it is for Minnesotans for marriage equality, and then half is for my charity, Kick for a Cure, which benefits muscular dystrophy.
So have you got any flack from the NFL about that?
No, not yet. It's funny. A lot of people are asking, you know, hey, where can I get your jersey? Where can I get a shirt? And I'm like, well, they don't really sell my jerseys. just buy one of these instead.
So let me understand this. The Minnesota Vikings merchandising. I mean, the NFL is the biggest merchandise thing in the world. They don't have the punter's jersey available?
Yeah, it's shocking. I know. It's one of the downfalls of being a punter. You don't really sell 2 million jerseys a year.
You played on the weekend a victory for the Minnesota Vikings, another great game for Adrian Peterson. But in that game, did anyone say anything to you about your gay marriage stance?
Yeah, actually one person did. I had a member of the Cardinals come up to me and said, hey, I really appreciate that letter you wrote. You know, I think you did a good job. So I haven't had any negative feedback from anyone. And, you know, we'll see what happens going forward.
Do you guys in the locker room debate politics at all? Like, is this something that you've done more with the media, perhaps, than you would have done with your teammates?
No, we actually talk about a lot of stuff in the locker room all the time. Politics is one of it. You know, obviously there's girls, cars, the standard football stuff. But there's a lot of really smart guys in the locker room, and we all have very diverse interests. But the main thing is that we're there as a team. So it's always respectful. It's always considerate of other people's opinions. And at the end of the day, the Vikings don't pay us to talk politics. They pay us to play football. So we're not going to get into fights over stuff like that because that ruins our chances of winning games on Sunday.
Has your owner approached you at all and talked to you about your comments?
Yeah, I've talked with Ziggy a couple times, and you know he's been very supportive.
I'm interested because, first of all, you used his first name, Ziggy, which you interview guys all the time, and very often they'll call him Mr. Wilf, as opposed to by using his first name. So you obviously have that kind of relationship with him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I probably should use Mr. Wolf. I don't know. I tend to just call people their names. So it's Ziggy's done a great job with this team. He's been a great owner. He's contributed everything that the team has asked him to contribute in terms of, you know, finding players, expanding the practice facility, making sure we have a good working environment. And, you know, I love playing for the guy. He really enjoys the game of football. He really enjoys being an owner. And, you know, he's passionate about it.
Thanks so much for doing this, Chris. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.